sits at the right hand of God. Be unto you sits at the right hand of God. Be Heavenly Father, that's our prayer this morning.
Oh, Padre Celestial, esa es nuestra oración esta mañana.
Be glorified.
Se glorificado.
Be exalted.
Se exaltado.
In every heart here.
En cada corazón acá.
Father, there's love.
Padre, hay amor.
Between us.
Entre nosotros.
You for us.
Tú para nosotros.
And because you love us, we love you back.
Y porque nos amas, te amamos de regreso.
Let that be growing constantly, Father.
Permite que eso constantemente crezca.
Even now.
Incluso ahora.
Even today.
Incluso hoy.
Please, Lord.
Por favor, Señor.
We're not here just to learn words.
No estamos acá solo para aprender palabras.
But if you would breathe life into those words, into our hearts.
Pero si tú soplas vida en esas palabras en nuestros corazones.
Then we have met your purpose for gathering.
Entonces conoceremos el propósito de nuestra reunión.
So that's what we're asking for, Father.
Eso es por eso estamos clamando.
As we come to meet with you.
Así como venimos a conocer.
Under the blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus.
Encontrarnos bajo la sangre de tu Hijo Jesús.
Take your place.
Toma tu lugar.
In me.
En mí.
In every one of us.
En cada uno de nosotros.
And you reign.
Tú reinas.
We ask it in Jesus' name.
Te lo pedimos en el nombre de Jesús.
God. Thank you. You may be seated.
Gracias por tomar asiento.
Thank you. You may be seated. Nice to see you.
Qué bueno verles.
Sister Lenore, good to see you.
Yeah.
Jennifer, Raphael, Jonathan, Talia, Berta, God bless you. Dios le bendiga ricamente.
Dios le bendiga ricamente.
Yeah. Do you ever get the feeling when you listen to a message?
¿Alguna vez has sentido cuando escuchas un mensaje?
And you're done listening.
Y terminas de escucharlo.
And if the Holy Spirit was sitting there, your tutor, that's what he is.
Y ahí está el Espíritu Santo, tu tutor, eso es lo que es.
Okay, tell me what you just heard.
Entonces, dime lo que escuchaste.
Well.
Bueno.
Yeah, okay, take for instance.
Toma por ejemplo.
The message.
El mensaje.
Well, I was thinking of one specifically, a message of grace.
Mensaje de la gracia.
So you listen to it.
Lo escuchas.
You turn it off.
Lo apagas.
And the tutor says to you, what did you learn?
Y el tutor dice,
what did you hear?
¿Qué escuchaste?
Oh, God has grace.
Oh, Dios tiene gracia.
And, you know, I've mentioned to you.
Y sabes, te he mencionado.
That, knoweth it not.
Y no lo sabe.
I heard it for decades.
La he escuchado por décadas.
And one day I
y un día
put on the message.
Puse el mensaje.
Read it with my message book.
Lo leí con mi libro del mensaje.
And I thought,
pensé,
I've never listened to this before.
Nunca había escuchado esto antes.
Has that ever happened to you?
¿Eso te ha pasado alguna vez?
So well, that happened to Message of Grace this week. I thought, oh my goodness, I hear things I never heard before.
Y eso me pasó con el mensaje de gracia. Oh, Dios mío, aquí hay cosas que no había escuchado anteriormente.
So we know when Jesus was with his disciples.
Sabemos que cuando Jesús estaba con sus discípulos.
There's two places in the book of Luke.
Hay dos lugares en el libro de Lucas.
That say.
¿Qué dice?
That when he spake things concerning his death,
que cuando él habló cosas acerca de su muerte,
those things were hidden from them.
Esas cosas fueron ocultas para ellos.
Purposely, their eyes were blinded for the time.
A propósito, pues, sus ojos estaban cegados.
So then we see in we've read this before, Luke 24.
Entonces leemos en el libro de Lucas 24.
He says, then he opened up their understanding.
Y entonces él les abrió su entendimiento.
Okay. So until the Holy Spirit opens our understanding.
Entonces hasta que el Espíritu Santo nos abre el entendimiento.
We can read words.
Podemos leer palabras.
Okay. But until the Spirit opens it up in our heart, we're missing most of it.
Pero hasta que el Espíritu nos abre el corazón, entonces estamos perdiendo mucho de ello.
So, as we have been looking,
entonces, ¿cómo estamos hemos estado viendo?
At the temple.
Al templo.
And going into different scriptures, what part of the temple are we to be?
Y vamos a diferentes escrituras acerca de qué parte del templo deberíamos ser.
Both to be and to come into.
Ambas, lo que debemos ser y lo que venimos a ser.
Because it is by coming into it by faith and revelation that you become that thing.
Porque por fe vienes a ser eso.
That we were looking.
Hemos estado viendo.
My whole impetus behind all of this was what we read and what we were listening to in church.
Todo mi ímpetu, lo que hemos estado viendo atrás de esto en la iglesia.
And I thought, my goodness.
Y pensé, Dios mío.
That's exactly what we've been looking at in service.
Eso es exactamente lo que hemos estado viendo en el servicio.
So I go back here,
entonces,
Revelation of Jesus
ahí.
Christ. I get it out, and I start reading again.
Y lo saco y lo vuelvo a leer.
And I look at this. Oh my goodness, look at that.
Esto, Dios
mío. Oh wow, look at this.
Oh, mira esto.
So then we've been spending how many weeks on this?
Y hemos, ¿cuántas semanas en esto?
And all week,
toda la semana,
this week the Lord's been speaking to me.
Esta semana el Señor me ha estado hablando.
Well, what message were you reading?
Oh, ¿qué mensaje estaba leyendo?
When this caught your attention.
Y esto capturó mi atención.
I thought, well, you know, Revelation of Jesus Christ.
Bueno, la
and he spoke to me again. What message were you reading?
Y me volvió a hablar. ¿Qué mensaje has estado leyendo?
This was going on all week.
Esto ha estado ocurriendo en la semana.
Finally, I said.
Finalmente dije.
Revelation 4.
Apocalipsis
chapter
4.
That's what we were listening to.
Capítulo 4. Eso es lo que me estaba escuchando.
Oh. He says, go back.
Y dice, ve de vuelta, de regreso.
So what we're studying.
Mientras estábamos estudiando,
what we've been looking at,
hemos estado viendo eso,
in the scriptures,
en las escrituras,
have something to do with Revelation 4.
Tiene algo que ver con Apocalipsis 4.
Well, imagine that.
Bueno, imaginen eso.
Do you see God in simplicity?
Ver a Dios en simplicidad.
Well, what does body, soul, spirit?
¿Y qué cuerpo, alma, espíritu?
What does cleansing the conscience?
¿Qué limpiar la conciencia?
What does entering that holy place?
¿Qué el entrar a ese lugar santo?
Okay, now last week we spent a lot of time on Hebrews 9, or the week before, both.
Y hemos estado viendo en Hebreos 9.
Okay, while the physical temple was standing.
Bueno, el templo físico estaba de pie.
Okay, the way into the most holy place was not yet made manifest.
Y el lugar al lugar y el camino al lugar santísimo todavía no era manifiesto.
Because there was no way.
Porque no había manera.
And those old offerings.
Y todas esas ofrendas.
To make he who came into the holy place.
Y para hacer que su
perfect concerning the conscience.
Hacer la conciencia perfecta.
So then we read in Hebrews 10:14.
Entonces leemos en Hebreo 10,
excuse 15, me, 9:14.
Perdón, 9:14.
So the blood of Jesus Christ.
La sangre de Jesucristo.
Cleanses our conscience.
Limpia nuestra conciencia.
Right. So then we go to Hebrews 10.
Y luego a Hebreos 10.
We saw the blood of the covenant.
Y vemos la sangre del pacto.
Cleansing,
limpiando
the church,
a la iglesia,
by doing what? Writing his word.
A través de qué? Escribiendo su palabra.
Okay, I've questioned this for years.
Okay, he pensado en una pregunta durante esos años.
In your mind and in your heart.
En tu mente y tu corazón.
Well, we've been so heart-oriented.
Bueno, hemos estado tan guiados por el corazón.
In the church for so long.
En la iglesia
it has to be here. It has to be here.
Tiene que estar aquí, tiene que estar acá.
But he doesn't say that.
Pero no
he
dice
says
eso.
It's in the mind and the heart. I'm writing.
Está en la mente del corazón donde lo he escrito.
It has to be here. So what's going on as he's writing the word of God in my mind?
Entonces, ¿qué es lo que está pasando mientras él escribe su la palabra en mi mente?
Instead of Satan's words in my conscience and reasoning, all of a sudden God's word is there.
En vez de la escritura de Satanás en mi conciencia y mi razonamiento, la palabra de Dios está tomando lugar.
So that's the work of the Holy Spirit.
Entonces, ese es el trabajo del Espíritu Santo.
My reasoning.
Mi razonamiento.
My memory.
Memorias.
My affections.
Afecciones.
Look at the affections of the world. What do they go for?
Las afecciones del mundo.
Okay, are cleansed by the Holy Spirit.
Bueno, limpiadas por el Espíritu Santo.
Hebrews 9, purging my conscience.
Hebreos 9, limpiando mi conciencia.
Hebrews 10.
Hebreos 10.
Okay. The word of God being inscribed, written in my mind.
La palabra de Dios inscrita en mi mente.
Which is the human spirit.
Lo cual es el espíritu humano.
Okay. And my heart.
Y mi corazón.
Then I can approach him.
Así lo puedo llegar a él.
According to Hebrews 10.
De acuerdo a Hebreos 10.
Okay. With full assurance of faith. With full assurance of faith.
Con gran aseguranza de fe.
Having our hearts sprinkled.
Teniendo nuestro corazón rociado.
From an evil conscience.
De una conciencia maligna.
Well, people always approach him
cuando
all the time.
Cuando la gente siempre lo... Se acerca a él.
They're still having an evil conscience and no problem.
Tiene una conciencia malévola.
But that's not what the word of God says.
Pero eso no es lo que la palabra de Dios dice.
So here we are.
Aquí estamos.
And looking at all of these things.
Viendo estas cosas.
And he says, now go back. What were you reading?
Y dice, ve de vuelta donde
well,
estabas leyendo.
We were reading Revelation chapter 4.
En Apocalipsis 4.
Okay, so let's do that.
Vamos allá.
You see how this... ties together.
Veamos cómo esto se ata junto.
You guys warm?
¿Están cálidos?
Can you turn it down just a tad? Please.
Bajar un poquito ahí.
Thank you. So good to see you, bro. Revelation 4. Can you stand with me?
Apocalipsis 4. ¿Puede ponerse de pie conmigo?
We're going to read the first three verses, just those first three.
Leeremos los tres primeros versos.
Okay. And I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven.
Y después de esto miré, y aquí una puerta abierta en el cielo.
Okay. So that's the first point we want to make.
Entonces,
there's a door opened.
Ese es el primer punto que queremos hacer, una puerta abierta.
Which Brother Branham says is the Holy Spirit.
Que el hermano Branham dice es el Espíritu Santo.
Jesus Christ.
Jesucristo.
And the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet talking with me.
Y la primera voz que oí como de trompeta hablando conmigo.
And he says what?
Y dijo qué?
Come up here.
Sube acá.
Okay, come to where I am.
Ven donde estoy yo.
And I will show you.
Y te mostraré
things which must be hereafter.
Las cosas que sucederán después de esto.
Now, isn't that exactly what he says?
Ahora, ¿no es esto exactamente
about
lo que
the Holy
dice?
Spirit?
Acerca del Espíritu Santo.
John chapter 16.
En Juan 16.
Verse 13.
Verso 13.
Okay. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come...
Pero cuando venga el Espíritu de verdad,
he will guide you into all truth.
Él os guiará toda la verdad.
For he will not speak out of a source of himself.
Porque no hablará por su propia cuenta.
But what he will hear, that shall he speak.
Sino que hablará todo lo que lo oyere.
And he will show you things to come.
Y os hará saber las cosas que habrán de venir.
Okay, so here we're back at Revelation 4.
Vamos de regreso a Apocalipsis 4.
And he will show us things to come.
Y nos mostrará las cosas por
I will
venir.
Show you things which must be hereafter.
Te enseñaré las cosas que estarán sucediendo.
And immediately,
inmediatamente,
I was in the spirit.
estaba yo en el espíritu.
Now this isn't the rapture.
Ahora esto no es el rapto.
Because after this he went back down and suffered in Patmos.
Porque después de esto volvió a sufrir de
But it's a type of the rapture.
Es un tipo
coming
de
up here. Brother Branham says that over and over.
Y el hermano Branham dice esto una y otra vez.
So he's in the spirit.
Y él está en el espíritu.
And he's seen spiritual things.
Y ha visto cosas espirituales.
Okay, could he be seen?
Ahora puede él haber visto
what the Holy Spirit is doing right now in your heart today.
Lo que el Espíritu Santo está haciendo ahora en tu corazón.
I want you to think about that.
¿Qué piensas acerca de eso?
Okay, and immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set.
Y ahí al instante yo estaba en el espíritu y aquí un trono establecido.
Where?
¿Dónde?
In heaven.
En el cielo.
And one that sat on the throne.
Y en el trono uno sentado.
And he that sat.
Y él dijo.
Was to look upon like jasper.
Y el aspecto del que estaba sentado era como semejante a piedra de jaspe.
And there was a rainbow round about the throne.
Y de cornalina y había alrededor de su trono un arco iris.
Okay, in sight like unto emerald.
Y semejante al aspecto de la esmeralda.
Revelation 21.
En Apocalipsis 21.
Verse 2.
Verso 2.
And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven.
Y yo, Juan, vi a la santa ciudad, la nueva Jerusalén, descender del cielo.
Prepared as a bride.
De Dios, dispuesta como una esposa.
Adorned.
Ataviada.
Dressed.
Vestida.
For her husband.
Para su marido.
And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold,
y oí una gran voz del cielo que decía, He aquí,
the tabernacle of God is with men.
El tabernáculo de Dios con los hombres.
What is the tabernacle of God?
¿Cuál es el tabernáculo
the
de
Lord
Dios?
Jesus.
El Señor Jesús.
The tabernacle of God is with men. The Son is with men.
El tabernáculo de Dios con los hombres.
And that tabernacle,
y ese tabernáculo,
he
él,
will dwell with them,
morará con ellos,
and they shall be his people,
y ellos serán su pueblo,
and God himself,
y Dios mismo,
shall be with them and be their God.
Estará con ellos como su Dios.
Verse 9.
Verso 9.
Last part of verse 9.
La última parte, el verso 9.
Come here.
21.
And I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife.
Vino entonces uno de los siete ángeles que tenía.
And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain.
Verse 9, right?
The last phrase of verse 9.
La última frase. Y habló conmigo, diciendo, Ven acá, y yo te mostraré a la desposada, la esposa del Cordero.
Okay. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain.
En el verso 10, y me llevó en el espíritu a un monte grande y alto.
What are mountains significant?
¿Y qué significa un monte?
Always is a mountain where God dwells.
Siempre es
What's
un monte
attraction
donde
on the mountain?
Mora. ¿Qué
okay.
es la atracción en el monte?
And showed me the great city.
Y me mostró la gran ciudad.
The holy Jerusalem.
Santa Jerusalén.
Descending out of heaven from God.
Que descendía del cielo de Dios.
Now, this is interesting. Having the glory of God.
Miren, esto es interesante. Teniendo
take that
la
back
gloria
to Revelation 4.
Y va de regreso a Apocalipsis 4.
And her light was like unto a stone most precious.
Y su luz era como de una piedra preciosa.
Even like a jasper stone.
Incluso como una piedra de jaspe.
Clear as crystal.
Clara como cristal.
Amen. Heavenly Father, quicken your word to us.
Padre Celestial, aviva tu palabra.
Please
en nosotros.
Quicken us to your word.
Por favor, avívanos a tu palabra.
We ask in Jesus' name.
Oramos Amen. En el nombre
Thanks.
De Jesús.
You may be seated.
Puede tomar asiento.
Interesting things.
Cosas interesantes.
So, we're talking temples.
Ahora estamos hablando de templos.
Which is in a throne in heaven.
Que está situado en el cielo.
And the throne is in a temple.
Y el trono está en el
God's
templo.
Throne is.
El trono de Dios está.
Okay, and where was this temple in when it was down on earth?
Y a dónde está este templo donde está aquí en la tierra?
He enthroned himself. He sat on the mercy seat.
Entronado él mismo, sentado en el centro de misericordia.
In the most holy place.
En el lugar santo.
Okay. So where's that holy place?
¿A dónde está ese lugar santísimo?
Where's it going to be now?
¿Dónde estará ahora?
Where are you supposed to be?
¿Dónde usted está supuesto estar?
All right, so where's he throning now? He's building
okay,
this.
¿Dónde está su trono, entonces?
And
está
again, I'm just going to go back because it keeps coming back to me. Isaiah 66.
Y nuevamente vamos de regreso a Isaías 66.
The first few verses there.
Los primeros versos ahí.
Okay, thus saith the Lord.
Jehová dijo así.
The heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool.
El cielo es mi trono y la tierra el estrado de mis pies.
Where is the house that you build unto me?
¿Dónde está la casa que me habréis de edificar?
In other words, you won't. I will build it. Right?
Entonces la palabra joya, yo la construiré.
And where is the place of my rest?
¿Dónde está el lugar de mi descanso?
Okay. For all those things hath mine hand made.
Por todas estas cosas que mi mano ha hecho.
And all those things
y así,
have been.
Todas estas cosas fueron.
But to this man I will look.
Pero miraré a aquel, dice Jehová.
So he's building a temple.
Él está construyendo un templo.
Place where he can enthrone himself.
Donde él se puede entronar.
Okay. And to this man I will look.
Y a este hombre yo miraré.
So it takes it out of buildings into a human being.
Y lo toma fuera de edificios y lo lleva al hombre humano.
Okay. And this man,
y este hombre,
is built a certain way.
Es construido en cierta manera.
Even to him that is poor.
Incluso aquel que es pobre.
What did Matthew 5, blessed are the poor in spirit.
Que dice Mateo 5, bendito aquellos pobres
okay.
de espíritu.
Blessed are you when you're poor.
Bendito eres cuando eres pobre.
Right? Blessed are you that hunger now.
Bendito eres tú, que eres hambriento.
Blessed are you that are weeping now. Is that what it says?
Bienaventurado aquel que está llorando.
Okay. But to this man I will look.
Pero aquel hombre miraré.
To him that is poor and of a contrite spirit.
Aquel que es pobre y humilde de espíritu.
And a contrite spirit is what?
¿Y un espíritu humilde es qué?
Poor in spirit.
Pobre en espíritu.
Okay, moldable.
Moldeable.
Not arrogant and proud.
No arrogante ni orgulloso.
Not say, I know everything.
No,
nobody's going to tell me nothing.
Oh, yo sé todo, no me digas nada.
But teachable by the Holy Spirit.
Pero enseñable por el Espíritu Santo.
Okay. Remember how many times Brother Branham talks about having a teachable spirit?
¿Recuerdan cuántas veces el hermano Branham dice tener un espíritu que sea enseñable?
Very few really do.
Muy pocas, ¿verdad?
Yeah. Are you teachable?
Okay, ¿eres enseñable?
Or is your mind crystallized?
¿O es tu mente cristalizada?
Even to this man will I look
y a este hombre
to build
miraré.
My temple. Even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembles at my word.
Aquel que es pobre y humilde de espíritu y que tiembla mi palabra.
Now, these were Jews.
Ahora, estos eran judíos.
These were raised under the law of Moses.
Criados bajo la ley de Moisés.
So he had to be blowing their minds about right now.
Entonces él tuvo que haber estado explotando su mente a este
okay.
momento.
Because all they knew about temple was temple worship and sacrifices.
Porque todo lo que ellos sabían era acerca del templo y sacrificios y adoración.
Which were ordained of God.
Que fueron ordenados por Dios.
So here he twists their minds to pieces.
Ahora aquí tuerce sus mentes en pedazos.
To tell them it's not according to your thinking.
Que les dice no se acuerda a tu pensar.
He that kills an ox is as if he slew a man.
El que sacrifica un buey es como si matase a un hombre.
Now just tell me how a Jew was supposed to process that.
Ahora, dígame cómo un judío está supuesto a procesar eso.
Well, that's all he knew.
Bueno, eso es todo
that
lo
was
que
my
sabe.
Only way
esa es mi única manera.
To meet with God in the temple.
Para encontrarme con Dios en el templo.
So God's going to be turning some big corners here.
Aquí entonces Dios estará dando grandes vueltas.
And how will I know when that corner's turned?
¿Y cómo yo sabré dar esas vueltas?
He that sacrifices a lamb as if he cut off a dog's neck.
El que sacrifica oveja es como si degollase un perro.
Okay. Again, how did they hear this?
Nuevamente, ¿cómo ellos?
No wonder they killed all the prophets. You've gone off the word. You've gone off the word. Oh, you've totally left the word of God.
Oh, dejaste la palabra de Dios completamente.
Yeah, same thing they say today, don't they?
La misma cosa dicen ellos, ¿verdad?
But he has to speak what the Spirit tells him.
Pero ellos tienen que, él tiene que hablar lo que el Espíritu les dice.
Even if nobody understands it.
Incluso si nadie le entiende.
And maybe he didn't even understand it himself.
Quizás ni siquiera se entendía a sí mismo.
He that offers an oblation as if he offered swine's blood.
El que hace ofrenda como si ofreciese sangre de cerdo.
Okay, and he that burns incense as if he blessed an idol.
El que quema incienso como si bendijese a un ídolo.
Now, yea, they have chosen their own ways and their soul delights in their abominations.
Y ahora, y porque escogieron sus propios caminos y su alma amó sus abominaciones.
What's their abominations?
¿Cuáles eran sus abominaciones?
Their ways.
Sus caminos.
Their ways.
Sus caminos.
Conscience is all messed up.
La conciencia estaba
reasoning,
toda arruinada.
Affections, memory,
afecciones,
imagination.
Memoria, imaginación, razonamiento.
Okay. So I will choose their delusions and will bring their fears upon them, because when I called, none did answer, and when I spake, they did not hear.
También yo escogeré para ellos escarnios y traeré sobre ellos lo que temieron, porque llamé y nadie respondió. Hablé y no oyeron.
But did those things evil before mine eyes, and chose that which I delighted not.
Sino que hicieron lo malo delante de mis ojos y escogieron lo que me desagrada.
Hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word.
Oíd la palabra de Jehová, vosotros los que tembláis a su palabra.
Your brethren that hated you.
Vuestros hermanos que os aborrecen.
And cast you out for my name's sake.
Y os echan fuera por causa de mi nombre.
And said, let the Lord be glorified.
Dijeron, Jehová sea glorificado.
That's exactly what they did to the prophets.
Eso es exactamente lo que hicieron.
Look at this man. Look at this man. He says he's a prophet, and he's speaking against the law of Moses.
Dice que es un profeta y habla en contra de la ley de Moisés.
He's speaking against everything that God set forth for us.
Es hablando en contra de todo lo que Dios nos ha establecido.
Cast him out.
Echándolos fuera.
But he shall appear to your glory, and they shall be ashamed.
Pero él se mostrará para alegría vuestra si ellos serán confundidos.
He shall appear to do what?
Ellos, pero él se mostrará para hacer
qué? In that contrite heart.
En contra de un corazón.
One that trembles at his word.
A un corazón que tiembla
a su palabra.
Is the one
where he will build his temple.
Es ahí donde él construirá su templo.
Okay. And now, you with me? We've gone through Hebrews 9.
Ahora, hemos ido a través de Hebreos 9.
The way into the most holy place.
Al camino al lugar santísimo.
And you know Hebrews 9 says nothing about the us
acerca de Hebreos
going
9,
into
no
the outer court.
Nada acerca del atrio.
It doesn't say anything about you having access into the holy place.
No dice nada acerca de tener acceso al lugar santísimo.
The only place for you to go is the most holy place.
El único lugar para que tú vayas es al lugar santísimo.
And the only way into that most holy place.
Y la única manera para ese lugar santísimo.
Is for you.
Para que tú.
Okay. To be cleansed, purged by the Holy Spirit, your conscience.
Purificado con el Espíritu Santo, tu conciencia.
So we're going back.
Vamos de vuelta.
Here again.
Aquí nuevamente. Yeah,
so I got lots of things and I'm just picking out, but I would ask you.
Tengo muchas cosas que te preguntaré.
Go back.
Ve de vuelta.
Start with Revelation chapter 4, part 1.
Empieza con Apocalipsis 4, verso 1.
Okay. Read it all.
Okay.
Listen to it all.
Léelo
Spend
todo.
More time.
Escúchalo todo.
Oh, I put on a tape.
Oh. Toma tu tiempo. Oh,
oh it's over.
Un mensaje. Es todo.
What did you hear?
¿Qué escuchaste?
Oh, the title was something about Revelation chapter 4.
Oh, el capítulo fue algo acerca de Apocalipsis 4.
I think we're like those disciples.
Creo que somos como esos discípulos.
I think we need the Holy Spirit to come and open up the word to
Creo
us.
Creo que necesitamos al Espíritu Santo para que venga
yeah.
y abra la palabra.
Okay, so I'm going to bring out a few points.
Okay, traeré ciertos puntos.
So again, the first three points that
Nuevamente, los
he went
puntos,
into
él fue a,
in Revelation chapter 4.
Apocalipsis 4.
Okay. Number one, an open door.
Número uno, una puerta abierta.
Okay. Number two was come up and see.
Número dos, ven y ve.
And what are they going to see?
¿Y qué es lo que iban a ver?
God on his throne.
A Dios en su trono.
Okay. Just a few little quips to give you a flow of his thoughts.
Solo unas cuantas cosas para darte una idea.
You go, please read it yourself. Listen to it yourself.
Por favor, escúchate a ti mismo.
Okay. Gonna start here, just a few things here.
empezaremos acá. ¿Cuántas cosas?
Back, part one.
De vuelta a la parte uno.
Okay. Paragraph, here we go.
En el párrafo.
He makes a huge point that this happened when the church ages were over.
Él hace un gran punto cuando las edades de la iglesia se acabaron.
Okay, so the church ages were over.
Entonces las edades de la iglesia
se acabaron. And he said this isn't allowed to see, the bride isn't allowed to see, it's a bride age for the bride.
Y él dice, están en la edad de la Odisea, es la edad de la novia.
It's a Laodicean age for them that are still in Laodicea.
Y para los que están en la Odisea, es una edad de la Odisea todavía.
But it's the bride age for the bride.
Pero es una edad de la novia para la novia.
Okay, paragraph, page 566.
Página 566.
And there's only one way, brother. There's only one way that goes into the body of Christ.
Y hay solo una manera para entrar al cuerpo de Cristo.
There's only one door to the church.
Hay una sola puerta para la iglesia.
And Jesus is that door.
Y Jesús es esa puerta.
He says, I am the way.
Él dice, yo soy el camino.
I am the road that leads to the door.
Yo soy el camino que dirige a la puerta.
I am the door of the sheepfold.
Yo soy el camino, la puerta a el rebaño.
Now listen to what he says. He says to this church age.
Y él le dice esto a esta edad de la iglesia.
Interesting.
Interesante.
He says to this church age.
Él le dice esto a esta edad de la
iglesia.
This is
for now.
Esto es para ahora.
I've set before you an open door.
He puesto una puerta abierta.
He said to the Methodist church age.
Él le dice a la iglesia metodista.
They turned away. They turned away from it.
Ellos se alejaron de ella.
Okay, but I've set before you an open door.
Pero he puesto adelante de ti una puerta abierta.
Now, after they listen to this, after they received sanctification.
Escucha esto, luego que ellos recibieron santificación.
After they received sanctification.
Después que recibieron santificación.
Grow.
Crece.
No satisfaction.
No hay satisfacción.
I'm not happy here. I
no
want more what you have for me.
Más que tienes más para mí.
Okay, but after they received sanctification, okay, he said, I'll put an open door.
Luego que recibieron santificación, ha puesto una puerta abierta.
Which is the Holy Spirit.
¿Cuál es el Espíritu Santo?
Okay, he said, but they turned aside from it.
Pero se alejaron de él.
They come up to be sanctification.
Vinieron a santificación.
Refused the Holy Ghost.
Rechazaron el Espíritu Santo.
Remember, that was the open door.
Y recuerden, esa era la puerta abierta.
Okay. So we go, these are just little points that he's bringing out about Revelation 4.
Y estos son ciertos puntos.
And what the Holy Spirit is doing now.
En Apocalipsis 4, lo que el Espíritu Santo está haciendo ahora.
Okay. After the church ages were over.
Hasta después que la edad de la iglesia se acabó.
Okay, the setting of the fourth chapter.
La aplicación del capítulo 4.
The church ages were done.
La edad de la iglesia se acabaron.
And now a voice was speaking.
Y ahora una voz estaba hablando.
Up in heaven.
Arriba en los.
What was it?
¿Qué era?
He had redeemed his people.
Había redimido a su gente.
His earthly work was finished.
Su trabajo terrenal se había acabado.
And he was in glory calling to John.
Y estaba en la gloria llamando a Juan.
Come up here.
Sube acá.
Brother Branham gets really excited. He says, oh, that makes me feel like shouting on this New Year's Eve.
Y el hermano Branham se siente muy emocionado. Dice, oh, esto me hace sentir como gritar.
He says, come up here.
Sube acá.
Okay. So, we'll go on from there. Page 580.
Y vamos a la página 580.
I'm just bringing out points.
Estoy trayendo solamente puntos.
Paragraph 176.
Párrafo 176.
Now, just to make it clear, he says this so many times.
Ahora, para hacerlo claro, lo dice muchas veces.
The Apostle John.
El Apóstol Juan.
Represents every one of you.
Representa a cada uno de ustedes.
You with me?
¿Está conmigo?
So that isn't just John come up here. It's Peter and Charity and Jennifer
no
and Alfred
Juan,
and Mary
aquí, Pedro,
and Michelle.
Caridad.
Come on.
Suban.
To everyone that hears this word,
para
John
voz,
represents him.
Juan le representa.
John represents you.
Juan te representa.
Okay, John was the representative of the blood of Jesus Christ. That's a pretty heavy statement.
Juan era el representante de la sangre de Jesucristo.
The testimony of the word.
El testimonio de la palabra.
He was a witness of the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Él era el testigo del bautismo del Espíritu
with
Santo.
A personal fellowship with Christ.
Con una compañerismo personal con Cristo.
He represented the entire church.
Él representó a la iglesia completa.
That every man,
que todo hombre,
woman,
mujer,
boy, girl,
niño,
that ever believed in Christ and accepted him,
que le creyó siempre en Cristo y le aceptó,
on the same grounds he'll be summoned up someday.
Y de la misma manera, él será,
he'll be summoned, called.
Él será llamado el mismo, algún día.
Okay, come up here.
Okay, sube acá.
And he goes right there into the rapture.
Y va ahí.
He'll be caught up before the tribulation.
Será capturado antes de la tribulación.
Okay, so he talks about this being a part of the rapture. Now I'm going to part two.
Ahora él habla acerca de esto, parte del rapto. Ahora vamos
okay.
a parte dos.
He's talking about himself here, and he's bringing this, my point here in this, he's bringing this not only to the rapture, but to a place in Christ.
Él está hablando de sí mismo, y la idea es no solo traerlo al rapto, sino que okay. tu lugar en Cristo.
So it's twofold.
Mm-hmm. Entonces,
come up hither, type of the rapture.
Hay dos cosas.
Come up hither to a place in Christ.
Ven aquí, parte como un tipo del rapto, y hay otro. Ven aquí como parte de Cristo.
He says, now I don't want to make one step without you holding my hand.
Ahora, no quiero dar un paso sin que tú me tomes la mano.
Because I don't know where I'm going to slide.
Porque no sé a dónde me voy a deslizar.
So as long as I can feel your big, powerful hand grip on mine.
So mientras tanto, yo sienta el apretón de su mano.
I know you'll hold me up.
De la mía, sé que tú me sostendrás.
And I try to make a habit of that.
Y he tratado de hacer un hábito de esto.
To keep my hand in his.
Que de mantener mi mano en la de él.
Now listen to this.
Ahora escuche.
What God is dealing in his mind.
Que lo que Dios está trabajando en su mente.
And sometimes I've done things that seem ridiculous to my own sight.
Y ciertas veces he hecho cosas que son ridículas a mi mirar, parecer.
Things that seem so unnatural to the human mind.
Cosas que parecen tan okay. so innatural para la mente humana.
Building a temple without a sacrifice, without ox, without sheep.
No, that can't be. Sacrificio, sin,
right?
Buey, sin oveja. No
now,
tiene sentido, ¿verdad?
Listen, child, I'm going to show you new things.
Ahora escucha, niños.
What he says?
Okay. Les enseñaré nuevas cosas.
Seems so unnatural to the human mind, but if you just let it alone.
Se parece tan innatural a la mente humana, pero si lo dejas
I
solo,
find out it was the only thing that could be done to be right.
He descubierto que es la única cosa que puede ser hecha correctamente.
Okay. You know things that don't look right here.
Entonces tú sabes ciertas cosas que no se ven bien aquí.
Okay. Go beyond your head.
Ve
into the
más allá
spirit.
De tu pensar.
God will lead you into them.
Dios te guiará a
They'll
ellas.
Be right out there somewhere.
Estarán justo ahí afuera en algún lugar.
That's pretty amazing, isn't
Eso
it?
Es sorprendente, ¿sí?
Okay, that's... Now, he's talking again here.
Ahora está hablando nuevamente.
And he's he's praying, help us approach your word.
Entonces está orando.
And he prays for the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Y está orando por la unción del Espíritu
he
Santo.
He says, the master teacher...
Y él dice que el maestro...
To come and take his place of abode in our hearts.
Maestro, para venir que tome su lugar arriba en nuestros corazones.
And overpower our minds.
Y sobre empodere nuestras mentes.
In such a way.
En tal manera.
And your thoughts.
En nuestros pensares.
Okay, that he'll interpret the Holy Scriptures to us.
Que él interpretará las Escrituras Santas a nosotros.
So he's leading the way into what he's going to do.
Ahora entonces está guiando en el camino a lo que debemos hacer.
Okay, just lining things up here.
Alineando las cosas.
Paragraph 41. Okay.
En el párrafo 41.
He's talking about John.
Hablando de Juan.
Coming up higher.
Viniendo bien alto.
Then after the church ages was over.
Y luego que la edad de la iglesia se acaba.
John was a type.
Juan era un tipo.
Of every true believer.
De cada creyente genuino.
That will be summoned by Christ on high.
Que será
called.
Llamado en Cristo, por
okay.
Cristo.
Summoned, called.
Llamado.
Come up here.
Llamado, sube acá.
Okay. He left the earth.
Él dejó la tierra.
Now, when the church, he left the earth and moved up into heaven,
se dejó la tierra y se mudó a los cielos,
and called his redeemed up with him.
Y llamó a sus redimidos arriba con
oh,
él.
Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, no es eso hermoso.
Okay, we're seated with Christ where?
Okay, estamos sentados en Cristo donde?
Heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Lugares celestiales en
and
Cristo
then he
Jesús.
Goes right there, very interestingly,
y va justo ahí, muy interesante.
Into Abraham.
Abraham.
And see, Abraham had to be called up higher.
Abraham tuvo que ser llamado más arriba.
Abraham had to go to Mount Moriah with Isaac.
Tuvo que ser llamado a Monte Moriah con Isaac.
To see that the word of God is exactly pure, no matter what it seems like in your head.
Para ver que la palabra de Dios es real, no importa lo que tu mente piense.
Because sacrificing or trying or attempting or obeying God, why would he tell me to sacrifice the promise he gave me?
Porque sacrificando, probando, ¿por qué Dios me estaría diciendo que sacrifique
well,
la promesa que él me dio?
I must be listening to the enemy.
Debo estar escuchando al enemigo.
This can't be the voice of God.
Este no puede ser la voz de Dios.
It's against all my human reasoning.
Es en contra de todo mi pensamiento.
It's against all my human imaginations, affections, and everything.
Mi razonar, pensar.
Okay. So all through the scripture,
ahora, aquí en la escritura,
God had to bring a people.
Dios tiene que traer un pueblo.
Like he did at Kadesh.
Como lo hizo en Cádiz.
Where you have to put down every single human thought.
Donde tú tienes que poner cada uno de tus pensamientos.
It's against reasoning.
Sea pensamiento, razonar.
It's against your conscience, against your imagination, against everything.
Imaginación, en contra de todo.
And that's the only way, though.
Y es la única manera.
Okay. So then he goes from there. We'll go to page 597. Okay. Every Christian.
Ahora, cada cristiano,
the very voice,
la voz genuina,
Charlie, that called you one day down there in Kentucky to repent, to turn around.
Charlie, que te llamó aquella vez que te arrepintieras.
That'll be the same voice that'll summon you to come up.
Esa es la misma voz que te llamará, sube acá.
Oh, aren't you glad, Brother Evans?
Oh, ¿no está usted contento, hermano Evans?
The voice that said, turn around.
La voz que le dice, sube,
the voice
regresa.
Says, come up.
Que dice, sube acá.
Oh, there.
Oh.
What a summons. What a reality.
Qué llamado. Qué realidad.
Come up to where I am.
Sube acá donde estoy yo.
Brother Branham's story of the baby eagle.
La historia del hermano Branham.
What is
it? Águila.
I'm not coming down.
Hijo, no, ven,
I'm
abajo.
Up here.
Estoy
I'm
acá.
In heavenly places.
En lugares celestiales.
You come up.
Tú sube.
You come up to where I am.
Tú
see, it's all
yo.
These things. Okay?
Y ve estas cosas.
Now here's... we see him representing those that died.
Y vemos a él representando a aquellos que murieron.
The dead saints rose. The dead saints...
los santos muertos.
And Elijah with his group.
Se resucitaron y Elías con su grupo.
At the last day with his raptured group standing there before Jesus.
Al último día con los sus raptados, con los grupos estando ahí con Jesús.
And he says, oh, I wish I could go real deep right now.
Y dijo, oh, quisiera poder ir más profundo.
So do I.
Yo también.
Okay. He says, every one of you lives a private life with God.
Cada uno de ustedes que vive una vida privada con Dios.
It's an individual life.
Es una vida individual.
Fast forward to 1963, perfect faith.
Yéndonos al 63, fe perfecta.
And listen, the Spirit carries you to places you daren't even speak of it.
Y escucha, el Espíritu te lleva a lugares donde tú ni yeah. siquiera te decides a ir.
Okay, Paul was caught up and he talks about Paul and John. Paul being caught up to the third heaven.
Entonces, Pablo
come
hablando,
up higher. Come up higher.
Hablando de cómo él ha sido llevado al tercer cielo, okay. Yendo arriba, yendo arriba.
Now, then he talks about John.
Ahora, él está hablando acerca de Juan.
And this is so amazing. I just got to read this paragraph.
Y esto,
he throws it in here for a purpose, okay?
Entonces,
it has to do with the throne of God. It has to do with
lo lleva allá con
coming up higher.
Tiene que ver con el trono de Dios, ir más arriba.
John.
A Juan.
Back down on the Isle of Patmos.
De vuelta en la isla de Patmos.
He says, look what God had to do.
Miren lo que Dios tuvo que hacer.
Boil him in grease for 24 hours.
Lo tuvo que hervir en aceite hirviendo por 24 horas.
Yeah. To let them see.
Para dejarles ver.
What?
¿Qué?
That he was divine.
que él era divino.
Wait, let me catch myself.
Que permítame que me agarre a mí mismo.
Is he making you deity?
¿Te está
There's enough deity in each one of you.
Deidad está formando él una
to create worlds. Is that what he told you?
Eso es lo que él está
Listen
hablando.
To this.
Escuché
to
esto.
Let them see
Para dejarles ver
that he was divine.
Que él era divino.
That the divine spirit
que el espíritu divino
had anointed
había ungido
that soulish
alma.
Whatever you call
o como quiera que usted lo llame.
Whatever you call that. Even to the human flesh.
Ese terreno, como incluso carne humana.
He was so anointed from the inside out.
Él estaba tan ungido de dentro hacia afuera.
He was so divinely impressed.
Él estaba tan divinamente
oh,
impreso.
Man.
Impreso.
Oh, I think there's a type of the rapture right here.
Creo que hay un tipo del rapto.
Think about this.
O piense acerca de ello.
What happened to Enoch?
¿Qué le pasó a Enoch?
So divinely impressed.
Tan
gravity lost its hold.
Divino.
Right? All natural laws were broken.
Todas las leyes naturales fueron
John separadas. Was... Excuse me.
Juan fue...
John was so divinely impressed.
Juan era tan impresamente divino.
Till hot burning grease.
Hasta que el aceite hirviendo
for 24 hours
por 24 horas
didn't even scorch him.
Ni siquiera le
Now that's being filled with the Holy Ghost.
Ahora, eso es estar lleno del Espíritu Santo.
Think of that.
Piense al respecto.
Now that's not just a little anointing that
Pero
makes
no
you feel
solo
good.
Un poquito de unción.
This is a filling.
Eso es un
This is a reality
es realidad.
That takes you over
que te lleva
that's Even to your body, so that it defies all the laws of God.
Que,
so defies all the laws
que desafía
of God.
Las leyes de Dios.
Isn't that incredible?
Es increíble.
That's a little jewel.
Eso es una pequeña
that has
joya.
To do with Revelation chapter 4. It has to do with God in His temple. I'd say God's in His temple right there, wouldn't you?
Tiene que ver con Dios en su templo.
Okay, someday God's going to be in this temple.
Okay, algún día estará en este templo.
All natural laws will.
Todas las leyes naturales se.
Come on up. Be changed.
Por fuera, serás
in a moment.
Cambiado.
In the twinkling of an eye. Okay.
Abrir y cerrar de ojos.
Talk about the Word of God.
Habla acerca de la palabra de Dios.
Hey, now. A human mind can't do these things.
Ahora, una mente humana no puede entender estas cosas.
A human mind can't look at oil and say,
una mente humana puede mirar al aceite y decir, oh.
Right? But what a human ¿verdad? Mind do to that oil?
Pero ¿qué hace una mente humana con ese aceite?
Run.
Corre.
This wasn't a human mind.
Esta no era una mente humana.
This was God
era
taking
Dios.
Over.
Tomando el control.
So again, so many times when I listen to this message.
Entonces, otra vez, cuando, muchas veces escucho ese mensaje.
Okay, and I listen to that man.
Y escucho a ese hombre.
I challenge you again. Go back to that 55 series in Chicago.
Debo escuchar nuevamente. De regreso a la serie
yeah.
de esos
Isn't that incredible?
55 en Chicago.
I just listen to that and my jaw drops in awe and reverence.
Escucho eso y mi quijada se me cae.
And it was there where the Holy Spirit just
Porque
kept
había,
speaking to me. A man totally taken over by God.
Por Dios.
Right? And then the Holy Spirit spoke again.
Y el Espíritu Santo habló nuevamente.
And there's more coming.
Hay más que viene.
And there is.
Y hay más.
There's more coming.
Hay más que viene.
Okay, what are we talking about? Templing God.
Ahora, ¿de qué estábamos hablando?
So here, Revelation 4, things are coming together again, and we're seeing new pictures of what the Lord is doing.
Y vemos
He's fulfilling
nuevas fotos de lo que Dios está haciendo,
Revelation 4.
Cumpliendo Apocalipsis 4.
Right there.
Justo ahí.
Right there. My mind is blown, just being honest with you.
Mi mente está explotada, siendo honesto.
Okay. Okay. Page 602, come up here.
Y dice, sube acá.
Was the voice.
Fue la voz.
And when he opened, he heard the trumpet sound.
Él escuchó el sonido de trompeta.
And immediately John was in the Spirit.
Inmediatamente Juan estuvo en el Espíritu.
So we're not talking rapture.
Ahora, no estamos hablando del rapto.
Now the scene changes and we're talking in a spiritual place in Christ Jesus.
Estamos hablando de cambios, hablando de lugares celestiales en Cristo.
Okay, he was in the Spirit.
Él estaba en el Espíritu.
And as quick as he got in the Spirit,
y tan pronto él entró en el Espíritu,
he began to see things.
Empezó a ver cosas.
There we go.
Ahí vamos.
Let's get there. You begin to see things when you get in the Spirit. But first you got to get in the Spirit, is that right?
So
these are the things where he says, okay, it's a rapture, but it's other things too.
Okay, aquí está la cosa donde él dice, está el rapto, pero hay otras cosas también.
Page 610. I'm painting the picture. Are you seeing the picture?
Estoy pintando el cuadro. ¿Lo ven ustedes?
Okay. Now, we're going to the throne.
Ahora vamos al trono.
Go, listen to this.
Escuché esto.
Ooh. So he's reading more and he's going to Revelation 21.
Él está leyendo más y va a Apocalipsis 24.
He's talking about the New Jerusalem.
Está hablando de la Nueva Jerusalén.
Okay, her light.
Su luz.
Okay. The light.
La luz.
Who is the light?
¿Quién es la luz?
And the city had no need of the sun.
Y la ciudad no tiene necesidad del sol.
Because the Lamb is the light thereof.
Porque el cordero es la luz de ellos.
Jasper.
Jaspe.
Sardius stone.
Una piedra.
Listen, the glory of God.
La gloria de Dios.
Is Jesus Christ.
Es Jesucristo.
The glory of Jesus Christ.
La gloria de Jesucristo.
Is His church.
Es su iglesia.
Okay? So when he's seeing this sardine stone, he's seeing this jasper, he's seeing the bride of Jesus Christ.
Cuando
and remember Revelation 21.
Estas piedras, él ve la revelación
I
de Jesucristo.
I saw this, there's the bride.
Y la vio, esa es
Where
la
is it? It's the most holy place.
¿Dónde está el lugar santísimo?
Why? Coming down.
Viniendo.
No, there's gates around it.
No hay puertas alrededor.
Nobody can come in
Nadie
there.
Puede entrar.
But he said, no sin will enter that place.
Ningún pecador
the most holy place.
Lugar,
Who dwells there?
¿Quién habita
God.
Ahí? Dios.
Who else?
¿Quién más?
The bride.
La novia.
What does he describe the bride?
¿Cómo él la describe?
She has the glory
Ella
of God.
Tiene la gloria de Dios.
Right? Oh, what's she to look like?
Oh, como ella se ve.
She looks like Jasper stone.
Ella se ve como una
Revelation
de
chapter 4. What does he look like?
Oh, en Revelación 4.
He looks like Jasper
ella
stone.
Se ve como una piedra
oh,
de jaspe.
The bride looks like him.
La novia se ve como él.
Oh, it has her light.
Ella tiene
she
su
has
luz.
His light.
Tiene su
she
luz.
Is him.
She, ella es él.
That's what he says.
Eso es
so
lo
many
que él
places.
Dice, en muchos lugares.
Okay. Yeah, beautiful. Okay, page. I'm trying now. I still have the quotes.
Ahora todavía tengo las citas, pero
that got me into this whole thing that I've never read yet because we read it in church. Paragraph page 615.
En la página 615.
Yeah, and he's talking about.
Él está hablando de.
He goes into Ezekiel.
Él va a
chapter 1
capítulo uno,
and compares what Ezekiel saw
y compara lo que
okay, and he saw the wheel in the middle of the wheel and the glory of God and the forker and he compares
gloria,
that with John
y lo compara con Juan,
and he says this was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of God the glory of the Lord covering his church
la
because
gloria del Señor
he
cubriendo
is
su
in
iglesia,
his church
porque él está en su iglesia.
So it's a spiritual thing going on.
Entonces es una cosa espiritual que está pasando.
Okay. 623.
En el 623.
Now, here's the important thing.
Aquí hay una cosa importante.
He goes into the holy place.
Va al lugar santo.
Where does Hebrews 9 and 10 take you?
¿Dónde te lleva Hebreos 9 y 10?
Only one place.
Solo un lugar.
For the bride, the holy place, most holy place.
Al lugar santísimo.
Okay. Forget the outer court.
Olvídate del atrio.
Okay. Forget the holy place. It's the most holy place. That's
Olvídate
where you belong.
Del lugar santo. Es el lugar santísimo.
Now, when God is enthroned there,
Ahora, cuando Dios está entronado ahí,
when he is in that holy place,
cuando él está en el lugar
he is
santo,
then judge.
Él es juez.
Is that right?
¿Es cierto eso?
What does the judge judge?
¿Qué es lo que el juez juzga?
when he comes into the judgment seat of the throne.
Cuando viene al asiento de juicio.
Now he starts the courts.
Él empieza.
I want you to see. I want you to watch.
Él empieza a decir, quiero que veas,
how the
quiero que
Old
mires.
Testament
al Viejo Testamento,
was made.
Como el Viejo Testamento fue hecho.
And how the courts.
Y como las
listen
atrios,
to this. The courts
los atrios
approaching
se acercan
to his throne
a su trono
was made. Where's his throne?
Que fue
the
hecho.
Outer court,
¿dónde está el trono?
The holy place,
we're
approaching to the mercy seat, the throne.
Al trono de misericordia.
Okay. He said the Old Testament.
Ahora el Viejo Testamento.
There was what was called the congregation, where the people gathered.
Eso es lo que era llamado donde la gente se congregaba.
First thing there was to come in the congregation.
La primera cosa es la congregación
vinieron. To enter there, they had to enter under the shed blood.
Entrar ahí debajo de la sangre derramada.
Then he goes into the court. So okay. Now we're talking about the throne of God.
Ahora estamos hablando del trono de Dios.
Revelation chapter 4.
Apocalipsis 4.
You with me? I'm tying all of these things together. Where did he preach these things? Revelation chapter 4. What's going on? Revelation chapter 4. Where is it going on in you? Come up higher. Let's see God on his throne. Let's see God in your soul. Like it was in John. Let you become that divinity. Because divinity is so overtaking you.
Que se está tomando control de ti.
That nobody can hurt you.
Que nadie te pueda herir.
Oh, no wonder he says no fear.
Oh.
Do you guys think I'm crazy?
No creen que porque él dijo.
Well, I don't think the prophet's crazy.
Loco?
Do you understand?
¿Entiende?
You look at Revelation 4.
Vean Apocalipsis 4.
And you look at what Brother Branham preached and gave to the bride of Jesus Christ here. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know there's no way
hermanos,
we would get this without that prophet.
Que no hay manera como nosotros
there was no way we would make that connection. There was no way we would see
no
these things.
Manera que pudiéramos
it's this day.
Es este
it's
día,
this time.
Este tiempo.
Because we can see. God says, Jennifer, I don't want you to just believe in me.
Jennifer, no solo que realmente quiero que tú creas en mí.
I want your body.
Quiero tu cuerpo.
I want your heart.
Quiero tu corazón.
I want your spirit.
Tu espíritu.
I want to come in.
Quiero
I'm going to do things you never thought
quiero
were possible.
Hacer cosas en ti que nunca
really?
Que
in me?
Posible.
Who am I?
En serio, en mí, ¿por
nothing,
¿quién soy
but
yo?
You're my daughter.
Nadie, pero tú eres mi hija.
And I'm going to do what you thought
y
was be totally
lo que
impossible.
Tú crees que es totalmente imposible.
Right? Grace, grace unto it.
Gracias, amen. Gracias.
So then he goes. Then he starts talking about the courts.
Ahora él empieza a hablar de
in the outer courts.
Los
in the inner courts. And he says, now Lutherans was the outer court.
El lugar santo. Dice que los luteranos eran el lugar santo.
Right?
¿Verdad?
He didn't say they were in. He said they were the outer court.
Oh, los luteranos fueron los atrios.
Okay. He says, Pilgrim Holiness.
Los peregrinos de San
Free Methodists.
Los metodistas.
Baptists.
Baptist,
inner court.
El lugar santo.
But they stopped there.
Pero se detuvieron ahí.
He says, but the only way in.
Dice, la única manera de entrar,
there's a way.
Hay un lugar,
there's a way into the Holy of Holies.
Entrar, lugar santísimo.
That's only this. It's Hebrews 9.
En Hebreos
it's a cleansing.
9.
So we'll get back to that next week.
Entonces,
I'm sorry. I can't finish because it'll take too long. But I got to finish this. Is this coming to light? 2 Corinthians chapter 10 that we know so well.
Segunda de Corintios capítulo 10 que conocemos bien.
Paul.
Pablo.
Had those who resisted him, excuse me.
Tenía esos que se resistían a él.
Every prophet does.
Cada profeta sí.
Brother Branham has those that resist him.
Mi hermano Branham tuvo esos que se resistían a él.
Can you imagine?
¿Puede imaginarlo?
If those people would still talk about Isaiah
si
and all the prophecies that weren't fulfilled yet, well, look, it just didn't come to pass yet.
Then
every prophet in the Bible would be
lo que cada profeta de la Biblia habló.
Dismissed, right?
Oh.
Okay.
Desechado, ¿eh?
So Paul had those that dismissed him.
Entonces Pablo los tuvo que desechar.
Now please listen.
Ahora escuche.
Take this in context.
Toma esto en contexto.
Okay. What's his answer?
¿Qué es su respuesta?
To the doubters.
A los que dudan.
Spiritual warfare.
Una guerra espiritual.
Against them?
¿En contra de ellos?
No.
Mm-mm.
Inside himself.
Dentro de ellos.
So let's read.
Leamos.
Okay. But I'm going to read Weist when we get to a certain part, so I got to open it here. Okay. Verse 1. I, Paul, myself, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ.
Yo, Pablo, os ruego por la mansedumbre y ternura de Cristo.
What have we been thinking about through all of these things?
Que hemos estado pensando acerca
the weakness de of a ministry.
La debilidad de un ministerio.
Okay. The weakness of self.
La debilidad misma.
The strength of the Holy Spirit.
La fuerza del Espíritu Santo.
Who in presence am what?
Yo que estando presente.
In presence am what? Here's the, this is exactly what we've been talking about with Paul.
Eso es exactamente okay. Lo que hemos estado hablando de Pablo.
Somebody who does not have to assert himself. He knows where he is in Christ Jesus. Uh-huh. Right? He doesn't try to be a big anything.
Él no está tratando de hacer algo.
He only wants one thing, and that's to magnify Christ.
Eso es lo único que quiere es magnificar a Cristo.
But being absent and bold toward you.
Dice,
the last part of verse 1.
Okay. Yo que estando presente ciertamente soy humilde entre vosotros, mas ausente soy osado para con vosotros.
But I beseech you.
Ruego.
That I may not be bold when I am present. With that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some.
Cuando esté presente no tenga que usar de aquella osadía con que estoy dispuesto a proceder resueltamente con algunos.
Which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh.
Que nos tienen como si anduviésemos según la carne.
Is that exactly what's going on today with our prophet?
¿Es eso exactamente lo que está pasando con nuestro profeta?
Come on. Is this exactly what happened?
Vamos, ¿es
it's happening now?
Lo que está pasando?
Oh, it was just the flesh.
Oh, es solamente
oh that
la
wasn't
carne.
The Spirit of God.
Oh, eso no era
oh he's not really a prophet. Oh, he's not really vindicated.
Oh, no es un realmente profeta, o no es vindicado realmente.
You know, Brother Vail used to say something very mean, but very true.
El hermano Vail decía hacer algo que es muy cierto, muy
they
mal.
Wouldn't recognize vindication if
él
it was
no
a 10-pound hunk of bologna hanging off the end of their nose.
No podía reconocer vindicación, aunque hubiera algo tan pesado a 10 libras en su nariz.
Come on. And the vindication that's been in this day and they say he's not vindicated, they'd never recognize it.
Vamos,
veamos. Come on.
Si la vindicación
mm-hmm. How much more? Well, find another prophet.
Vamos,
anywhere throughout the ages that has been vindicated like we've seen vindication.
Donde sea, a través de las edades que puedan ver esta vindicación.
Find the sign of Messiah.
Encuentren la señal del Mesías.
One lady.
Una señorita.
Her in sin. He told me everything.
En pecados. Oh,
this
me
is
dijo,
Messiah.
Este es Mesías.
That's the sign of Messiah.
Esta es la señal
you're
del
a
Mesías.
Prophet.
Tú eres un
how many
profeta.
Times have we, just on tapes, if you weren't ever around it, how many times on tapes?
En la cinta,
by the thousands.
¿Cuántas veces en la cinta?
And they say there's no miles. Vindication.
Y dicen que no hay vindicación.
Really?
En serio.
You walk after the flesh, Paul.
Has caminado tras la carne, Pablo.
For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh.
Aunque andamos en la carne, no somos de la carne.
So there's a war against spirits going on.
Hay una guerra en el espíritu.
Okay, so that's what he's talking about here.
¿De qué está hablando ahí?
The weapons of our warfare.
Las armas de nuestras milicias.
There's only one thing Paul is saying I need to do.
Hay una cosa que Pablo dice que necesita hacer.
Bring every one of my thoughts captive to Jesus
traer
Christ.
I don't worry about you.
I don't worry about the opposition. I have to just make sure that
no
my thoughts
ti,
are obedient to Jesus.
Por nadie más, por mi, que mis
do you want to fight a battle?
En
do that.
¿Sabes?
Bring your thoughts
eso,
captive to Jesus Christ.
Sean cautivos en Jesucristo.
Okay. Now you read in the King James,
ahora, lean el King James.
But Weist brings out some absolutely gorgeous things here and through the Greek nuances of the
del griego,
Greek word testament. For though we are ordering our behavior,
porque aunque hemos sido ordenados nuestro comportar,
in the sphere of human experience,
en la esfera de la experiencia humana,
not in accordance with mere human considerations are we waging warfare.
No de acuerdo meramente con la consideración de la libertad de la guerra en el humano.
But the weapons of our warfare are not human.
Pero las armas de nuestra guerra no son humanas.
But mighty in God's sight.
Pero gloriosas en la vista de Dios.
Resulting in the demolition of fortresses.
Resultando en la demolición y fortalezas.
Okay, demolishing reasonings.
Demoliendo razonamientos.
And every high mental elevation.
Y cada elevada mental
mental your
yeah,
own
high
okay I'm sorry oh! Lost it. There we go. I like paper. I'm so it doesn't flip on you and you look at this wrong and it goes somewhere else, you know? Okay, demolishing reasonings,
destruyendo pensamientos,
and every haughty mental elevation which lifts itself against the experiential knowledge of God.
Y toda elevación mental altiva que se levanta contra el conocimiento experiencial de Dios.
And leading captive every thought,
y llevando cautivo todo pensamiento,
to the obedience of Christ.
A la obediencia de Cristo.
Now it takes a place,
ahora toma un lugar,
where you,
donde tú,
become judge.
Viene a ser juez.
The saints,
los santos,
will judge,
juzgarán
the earth,
la tierra,
when
cuando
they have come,
ellos han
into this place,
entrado a este lugar.
Watch, and being in readiness,
y estando dispuestos,
to discipline every,
a disciplinar
careless,
todo, escuchar,
and apathetic hearing,
y apatético escuchar,
of,
de,
and disobedience to,
y la desobediencia a,
the word,
la palabra.
When your obedience is fulfilled.
Cuando su obediencia sea cumplida.
Isn't that incredible?
Eso es increíble.
The saints will judge the earth.
Los santos juzgarán la tierra.
My goodness, what he's doing.
Dios mío, lo que él está haciendo.
And how we've gone over these things and just think, oh Lord,
¿cómo hemos ido listen, atrás de estas cosas? Yo, oh Dios.
I'm going to tell you something. Just being honest and open.
Siendo honesto, yo,
I'm as dumb as a rock and I don't have any of this figured out.
Soy tan
not
tonto
one
como
thing.
Una roca y no tengo nada de esto.
Okay. He brings a little thing to me.
Él me trae ciertas cosas a mí.
And it's exactly like Brother Branham said.
Y exactamente como el hermano me dice.
I don't have a flashlight.
No tengo
I have a lantern.
Una luz
so
de
do
carne.
You.
Tengo una lámpara.
How far will your lantern shine? Not very far. Okay, but as you see, here's light around you, and you take a step in that, and you can't see beyond that. Do you know that every Sunday is that way with me? I have no clue until week by week
he
opens it further, opens it further. I never saw that before. I never saw that before. I never saw that before. It's every single week.
Cada semana.
The light that he gives.
La luz que él da.
Opens another step.
Abre un paso más.
And the light goes a little bit farther.
La luz va
to see a little
allá,
bit more.
A ver un poco más.
And this is the walk.
Y esta es la caminata.
That you must walk in.
Tú debes caminar.
Listen to me.
Escúchame.
You must be taking steps.
Tú debes tomar
in the light that
luz.
You have.
Debes estar tomando los pasos.
If you do not take a step.
Si no los tomas,
in the light that you have, you will stay stagnant and die there.
Te quedarás estático y morirás.
You with me?
Escuchas.
If he gives you light,
si él te da la
you
luz,
move.
Muévete.
Footsteps mean
paso
possession.
Paso significa posición.
Okay? And then I take another step.
Y tomas otro
and
paso.
All of a sudden, oh, I see more.
Y dice, oh, veo un poco más.
How much more?
¿Cuánto
not
más?
Much.
No,
just
no,
enough
mucho.
To take another step.
Lo
I'll take that step.
Para tomar otro paso.
Oh,
otro
there's
paso.
More. You watch.
Mira,
you watch him
míralo,
and you will see him all around you as you
tuyo,
do those things in obedience to him.
Mientras tú haces todas esas cosas en obediencia.
But if you don't,
pero si tú no,
you will shrivel up and die.
Te desboronarás y morirás.
So if you think I had all this figured out and trying to bring it to you,
Ya lo tengo todo.
I don't know any more than what I'm preaching that day. And I'm being honest with you.
Estoy siendo honesto
contigo. Understand that, don't you, Stephen? You don't have the whole picture.
No tienes
todo. He shows you something, you speak it. He shows you something, you speak it. He shows you something, you speak it. Right? But as you take that next step, he shows you more.
Pero mientras tú tomas ese paso, te enseña más.
That's the way.
Esa es la manera.
And the, what is the instructions for you?
¿Cuáles son las instrucciones para ti?
Go to church.
¿A la iglesia?
What is the instructions to you?
¿Cuáles son las instrucciones
from
para
God
ti? De Dios.
To you?
De parte de Dios.
You have a letter, okay?
Una letra.
Dahlia, God to your heart.
La carta de Dios a tu corazón.
Berta, to you.
Berta, a ti.
God says, come up with me.
Dios te dice, sube arriba conmigo.
Come up higher.
Sube conmigo.
This is where I am.
Sube. Aquí es okay. Donde estoy.
Come up to him.
Ven hacia él.
Amen. I'll try to get to that. You know this. There's only one way in, but I got to read it because it's too beautiful.
Tuve que leerlo.
And it's not from me, it's from him.
No es de parte mía, es de parte de él.
Now, I'll be honest with you. I had no clue, honestly.
Ser honesto contigo, no tenía
idea. This blew my mind.
Esto me saturó la mente.
We knew that he was doing this. We knew he was cleansing our mental spirit.
Sabíamos que él estaba limpiando nuestra mente espiritual.
Would you ever, without the prophet, would you ever taken that into the holy place?
¿Pudo usted sin el profeta haber llevado esto al lugar santo?
Would you ever taken that he says you have to clean these out to get into that holy place and this is where you belong?
¿Pudo haber usted captado de que sin él esto es lo que se necesita?
Never. In 100 years.
Conciencia.
Thank God for a prophet.
Amen.
Para entrar al lugar santísimo.
Thank God that he came.
Manera.
I have to
Gracias
open my
Dios.
Word to you.
Tuve que abrir
and we would never see these things.
A mí. Nunca hubiéramos visto estas
this.
Cosas sin esto.
Never.
Nunca.
Praise be to God, right?
Amen.
Alabanza.
Yeah, there's a chorus, Nate. What's that other chorus you sang along? It's just that simple, simple chorus.
Coro,
and I've been trying to think of it all morning. It's the simple, it's just the most simple chorus about loving. You've sung it a few times, and we love it. My mind went blank. Well, all I can remember is there, and as soon as you say it, I'll have it. But you have to say it. Good old Nate.
Tú digas el nombre del coro, yo lo recuerdo.
We love you, Nate. What would you do without him?
Porque no me acuerdo.
Amen.
Strum your guitar and it'll just come.
Es algo acerca de
it's something
amar.
About loving him and worshiping him. It's just that
es algo
simple.
Acerca de amarle y adorarle. Es así de simple.
I will sing praises. That is it. I sing praises to your name. Let's stand up. Let's sing praises to the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. It came. Glory to God. Berta. Tú bien?
¿Tú estás bien?
En Dios. En Dios.
¿Estás bien en Dios?
Dios es bueno. Yeah. We say. Yeah, hallelujah. I sing praises to your name, oh Lord, praises to your name, oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name, oh Lord. Brothers and sisters, I think he likes that. Let it be from your heart to his. Name is great and greatly to me. Would you raise your hands to him? Would you just make love to the Lord Jesus? I sing praises to your name, oh Lord, praises to your name.
how grateful we are for this moment that
thank
you have allowed
Jesus.
Us to come to your throne of mercy and
thank
grace.
You, Lord.
And that you have revealed this holy word to us.
Amen.
We're so deeply grateful, Lord, because we know that you're working in us and you're cleansing our conscience.
Hallelujah.
Because you want
thank
us
you,
to
Jesus.
Get to that holy of holies place.
Thank
you want
Lord.
To throne your spirit in us.
Amen.
You want us to walk with your Holy Spirit step by step while your light is guiding us.
Thank
we're so
you,
grateful,
Jesus.
Father. We want to walk in more and more and walk up and high, Lord.
Amen.
We want to listen to your voice that holy day that you say, come up. As you told to John, thank you, Lord, for revealing your word, opening your word to us. Please let us, Lord, to meditate in your word while we go home, while we do our duties, while we're at work, while we go to bed, while we pray, Lord, that your word come and tell us, hey, I'm talking to you, son and daughter. I'm
thank
right
you,
here, and this is the
Amen.
Holy Spirit. This is your Holy Spirit, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Holy Spirit. This
Hallelujah.
Recognize me.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the way.
Yes,
I
want to
dwell
Lord.
With you. I want to be quickened in you.
Hallelujah.
Listen to my voice.
Amen.
This is not the flesh, it's thy spirit, Lord.
Yes.
Let us, Lord, walk in your spirit. Allow us to listen to your voice. Oh, Lord,
thank
by the end
Jesus.
Of this year, this
thank
is something
you,
that you have put into my heart, that we have to listen to that same, very same voice that the prophet listened to.
Yes, Lord.
Take
thank
us to that
Jesus.
Holy of holies.
Yes.
Dwell with you, and I know this is the year where you want to dwell with your people.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Quicken your holy word in us, Lord. We're allowed, Lord, to listen to you, but we walk in this world. We ask these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, because we know that everything else is just going to come in addition. Prepare your bride for this time. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. For your name is great and great to be praised. One more time, just sing to him.
Una vez más.
I sing praises to your name. Oh Lord, praises to your name. Oh Lord, for your name.
Roberta would like to have some prayer, but out of the YouTube.
Out of what?
Out of YouTube.
Out of YouTube?
Yeah, no recording.
Okay. Recording off for a minute.